Speaking at the French Institute of International Relations, President Musharraf downplayed recent clashes between Pakistani forces and Islamic militants on the country's border with Afghanistan.
When we have an armed forces of Pakistan of 500,000 strength army and second line forces, I don't think it is possible that this Al-Qaeda or Taliban can take over Pakistan.
Mr. Musharraf spoke on the second stop of a European tour aimed at convincing skeptical leaders here of his commitment to democracy and human rights and his fight against terrorism. He was in Brussels Monday, where he met with NATO and European Union officials, including EU Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana. On Tuesday, Mr. Musharraf also held talks with French President Nicolas Sarkozy. A French presidential spokesman told the Agence France-Presse news agency that France will continue to support Islamabad in its fight against terrorism and that all nations have an interest in a stable and democratic Pakistan. But Pakistan analyst Farzana Sheikh of Cambridge University in England says Mr. Musharraf has yet to convince many European lawmakers he is committed to democracy.
If we are to go by the statement made by the EU's foreign policy chief, Javier Solana, yesterday, I think President Musharraf still has an uphill task. Solana made it very clear that future engagement, and he did not actually spell out what this meant in concrete terms, but future EU engagement with Pakistan would depend very much on President Musharraf being able to make a persuasive enough case that the election scheduled for the 18th of January would be free and fair, and that Pakistan was serious about the restoration of the rule of law.
Mr. Musharraf next heads for Davos, Switzerland, where top business and political leaders are gathering for the World Economic Forum. His last stop is in London, where he holds talks with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.